Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature another three well-known Motown artists that had limited success on the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from Leslie Gore, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, the Pointer Sisters, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, Paul Peterson and the Belvelaries. Well, first up, Leslie Gore with a song, She Said This, right here on Motown Memories.
She chased the children every day. She said they made her sad. She told me that she never wed because her luck was bad. But she said that, not me. She said that, not me. She chose a front apartment. Her window faced the street. She'd sit and wait the day goodbye. Her hair was always neat, but she was that, and not me, and not me. I never sat alone, and not me. I never cried, not me. Was a pretty lady once. She saved herself for one. But after time had been and gone, she gave herself to none. But that was she, and not me. Not me. They say that she was pretty once. Found her in her bed. The neighbors say she took her life, a blessing they all said. But that was she, and not me. She's dead, not me.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
What would be my
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Pretty song from Lionel Richie, Ballerina Girl, and then reached number 7 in the United States pop charts from 1986. Before that, Stevie Wonder and I Wish, number 1 from 1976. And we started with Leslie Gore, and She Said This didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1972. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring well-known artists that had limited success on the Motown record label. Well, so far this hour, we've featured 4 such artists. Here comes the 5th, coming up with the Pointer Sisters, and the song is called Friends Advice. Well, in 1978, the Pointer Sisters had begun an 11-year association with Richard Perry, first through his Planet label, and then still working with Perry on the RCA record label, with the group amassing a total of 11 top 40 hits. Well, the Pointer Sisters' career reached its peak in 1984 with a multi-platinum album entitled Breakout. There were 4 top 10 hits on that album, but that was followed by a decline in popularity, and in 1988, the Pointer Sisters ended their contract with RCA. Well, in March of 1989, the Pointer Sisters were negotiating with Motown Records, who had passed on the group originally in 1971. The group signed with Motown in May of 1989, with member June Pointer then stating, quote, "We want to help Motown get back up to where they were," quote. At that time, Motown's own fortunes were starting to fade, But unfortunately, Motown did not prove to be the label to recharge the Pointer's career. The label released the group's album entitled Right Rhythm in the summer of 1990, followed by a May 1999 issue of the 45 entitled Friends and Buddies. That single was a relative failure, only reaching number 36 on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues chart. But here it is, right here on Motown Memories.
You're without love. You're alone now, no love of your own. Darling, reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out.
Reach out for me, boy.
Song? Email Tom at MotorMemories at yahoo.com.
No.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with the classic song Tears of a Clown, co-written by Stevie Wonder, and they reached number one in the United States pop charts in 1970. Before that, Diana Ross and Reach Out, I'll Be There, number 29 from 1971. And we started with the Pointer Sisters and Friends Advice, only reaching number 36 in the Blue and Blues charts and their last charting song in 1987. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring well-known artists that had limited success on the Motown record label. Well, here comes the sixth such artist this hour with Paul Peterson. And the song is called A Little Bit for Sandy from 1968, right here on Motown Memories.
She brought the pain, she brought the rain. Oh, her name was Sandy. She took my heart, tore it apart. I just happened to be handy, Sandy, for Sandy to love, for Sandy to play with. She didn't want anyone to own her. Why'd she make me think that I was gonna? Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy. Each day I die a little bit for Sandy. Each day I try a little bit for Sandy. Sandy doesn't care. Let the trace, time won't erase, or take the place of Sandy. I played my part wrong from the start. I just happened to be handy for Sandy to love, for Sandy to play with. My walls of love were high enough to hold her. There was so much I just never told her. Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy. Each day I die. Each
The Velvettes, a Motown memory's favorite artist, with A Bird in the Hand is Worth Two in the Bush, didn't chart but was recorded at least in 1965. And we start with Paul Peterson, A Little Bit for Sandy, that also didn't chart but was recorded at least in 1968. Well, this hour, we featured six well-known artists that had limited success on the Motown record label. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.